Turkish investigators now trying to uncover the facts in a series of bombings this week that killed more than 50 people in Istanbul. Several people have been arrested in connection with Thursday's attacks on the British consulate there and a British bank. Meanwhile, hundreds of Turks staged peace rallies in several cities throughout the country today. NPR's Guy Raz is in Istanbul following the story. Guy, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And what are Turkish officials now saying about who they believe might be behind the attacks?
Well, Scott, there have been several arrests. The Turkish media is reporting that about seven people have been detained in connection with the attacks against the British consulate and the HSBC British Bank on Thursday. But there are very few details about who these people are, who they might be. Mm-hmm. We know that there's been a claim of responsibility. It's been made by a branch of Al-Qaeda and a Turkish militant group which calls itself the Great Eastern Islamic Raiders. Now, the government seems fairly convinced that both the attacks on Thursday and then the synagogue attacks that took place on last Saturday, are connected. But so far, you know, the Turkish government hasn't really been able to confirm whether these two groups who are claiming responsibility did indeed participate in the attacks.
What do we know about this Turkish group? Ties to Al-Qaeda, you mentioned.
Well, it's very unclear who they're tied to. I mean, it's a very obscure group. It's been around for more than two decades. Most Turks have heard of the Great Eastern Islamic Raiders, but it's been regarded as a small sort of minor fringe movement and not really necessarily connected to violence. Now, the leader of this group was actually arrested in 1998 for militant activities, and he actually got his start in the same Islamist movement that also sort of spawned the current government led by Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I mean, obviously, these two men took very divergent paths, and Turkey's government has sort of proved to be moderate and progressive. But they did indeed emerge from that same movement.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to that then, because as you note, this current government does have political roots, at least in the Islamist movement. How does that translate to now the pledge and the public pressure for them to crack down on this group and others?
Well, I think they're going to have to. I mean, and doubly so because of their Islamist roots. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's already been stepped up security in Istanbul, and certainly the talk among officials here is about sort of cracking down, becoming vigilant in cracking down on these groups. But, you know, at the same time, Scott, there really is a growing sense here that Turkey's security apparatus hasn't really done enough to crack down on these groups at all in the past few years because mm-hmm. You know, really the notion of terrorism in this country for so long meant Kurdish separatist activity, and then everything else was a gray area. And I think there's now a sort of a reevaluation, a sense that idea has to be reevaluated because, you know, frankly, the Turkish establishment has held a double standard when it comes to terrorism. You know, one kind being rooted in political activity, and then the Kurdish kind being sort of unadulterated, blatant, pure and simple terrorism, end of discussion.
Mm-hmm. In the half minute we have left, Guy, they're more concerned among Turks now that their country is going to be a staging ground or a target for international terrorism?
You know, there really are a range of views on this. And I think, I mean, there is fear among the population, but at the same time, there's a sort of strange comfort in the knowledge that Turks weren't necessarily attacked. I noticed that you mentioned the peace rallies this morning. Mm-hmm. I think depending on how you saw those peace rallies, you could characterize them as such or even as anti-American rallies because many, many of the demonstrators came out to condemn what they actually called American terrorism. I was very surprised to hear so many people blame the attacks on the United States. It was quite an extraordinary rally this morning.
Okay. Thanks very much, NPR's Guy Raz in Istanbul.